Peace to you, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord, we can still get together. So even though we cannot go to the summer retreat, like most of our members, but we can still worship in here.
我们今天讲的题目叫做切立进度进到完全的地步。
Today's topic is press on to maturity.
这个题目看起来好像跟我们教会在今年的题目一样。
It's very similar to our church theme for this year.
可是不同的经文奇怪了。
But it's a different Bible verse.
因为在这个今天讲的道是在希伯来书。
Today, we'll be talking about the book of Hebrews.
所以我们应该在这方面来看看究竟我们做基督徒怎样能够进到完全的地步。
And we'll see as Christians, how can we press on to maturity?
那完全是中文，英文是成熟。所以我们要分开，不是完完全没有错误，没有什么，不是这个意思。
Well, the English has maturity, but Chinese, it means
perfect.
Perfect or complete.
It's not perfect, but just mature. 现在我先讲讲这个有这个他这个希伯来书啊是写给希伯来人的。
The book of Hebrews was written to the Hebrews.
写给希伯来人，希伯来人是什么人呢？
So who are Hebrews?
所以我问大家信主很久了，晓不晓得希伯来以色列跟犹太人什么分别？
So do you know the difference among Hebrews, Israelis and Jews?
有没有想到这个问题？
Have you thought about this?
希伯来是几个民族。
Hebrews refers to a race.
希伯来话是犹太民族的主要话言语。
And Hebrews is the language as well for Hebrews.
所以说希伯来人可以说是犹太人跟以色列人都包括在内。
So you can say that Hebrew include the Jews and the Israelites.
以色列人就是从生在以色列那个地区的人，以色列国的国民。
So the Israelites is the people that live in the nation of Israel.
按照圣经的记载
，According to the Bible,
雅各是从神给他改名改到以色列。
God gave the name Israel to Jacob.
所以雅各的后代也可以通通进的以色列人。
So the descendant of Jacob are called the Israelites.
今天在中东那个以色列国就是这个名字。
So today, in the country of Israel, in the Middle East, this is where the name comes from. That's the name of the country.
那个国家的人可以叫做以色列人。
If you are people from that country, then you are Israelites.
但犹太人呢？普通我说啊，那个是犹太人呢、啊，这个犹太人呢、啊，什么意思呢
？So what does Jews mean？
犹太人是整个一个种族。
Jews is a race or ethnic group。
由于同一种的文化的。
They share the common culture。
同一样的信仰，就是犹太教。
Same religion, which is Judaism.
他们的祖先是住在犹太地区的人。
So, their ancestors, the Jewish people, live in the Judea area.
所以今天世界各地都有犹太人。
So, now the Jews are all over the world.
但是犹太教这个只是一个宗教。
But the Judaism is a religion.
所以这个三者分别，现在看我们今天讲希伯来书，就是讲写给希伯来人，就包括犹太人跟以色列人了。
So today, we talk about the book of Hebrews. Was written to the Hebrews, which include the Jews and the Israelites.
那今天这个希伯来书，大家有没有查过呢？很多人查过、读过这个书。
So have you read and studied? Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, I believe most of you, you have.
希伯来书还是特别的一本书。
This is a special book.
不晓得谁写。
We don't know the author.
有人说是保罗。
Some said it's Paul.
历代这个圣经学者还对这个还不能决定是保罗，因为那门的文字啦跟 style 那个方式都有点不像保罗的书信。
But the Bible scholars studying the book cannot be sure that this is Paul because some of it doesn't seem to be Paul's writing.
但希伯来书是非常丰富，这有真理，圣经的真理在里面。
But this is a very rich book with a lot of truth in it.
所有人说希伯来书是第五本福音书。
So some people say the Hebrews is a fifth gospel.
那希伯来书也是有很重要的书，是它讲基督、耶稣基督的。所以有人说，你读希伯来书就讲基督论的书。
And because in the book we talk a lot about Christ, so the book is known also as the book of Christology.
但是最多人以为希伯来书是讲信心的一本书。
And a lot of people believe this is a book about faith.
所以其实希伯来书是一本非常非常好的，我们值得学习的书。
So this is a very, very good book that's worth studying.
但是整本书的 key verse 阅句是什么呢？
So what is the key verse for the book of Hebrews?
就是结局今天讲到这段话。
It's our topic for today.
切里尊的完全的地步。
Press on to maturity.
就是在第六章第一节。
This is from chapter 6, verse 1.
那我们今天教会讲的题目，那个主题就是在哥罗西书的，在基督里得以完全，是在哥罗西书1章28节。
So our church theme today, for press on maturity, is from Colossians 1:28.
所以今天讲的同教会今年的题目一样，这个题目主题一样。
So that's the same topic.
但是希伯来书讲得很清楚。
But it's very clear in Hebrews.
那我们怎么样能够达到他这个书的要求，说我们进到完全的地步呢？
How can we press on maturity?
今天很多基督徒啊，
Today, for many Christians,
信了就算了。
I would just believe and that's all.
信了就不怎么都不都轻轻松松了。
Just live a very easy life.
而且我们基督徒也拼命。 请人来信耶稣。
As Christians, we should invite and take people to Christ.
因为我们说的要传福音嘛。
Because we know the Great Commission.
对还没有信人，我们很有爱心来招待他，请他吃饭，拉他来教会听道。
So we have a heart, we have a love from God to invite people to talk to them.
他一信了以后呢？
And once this person believes,
也不用请他吃饭了。
And you stop doing all of that.
也不要叫他了。
You don't invite them to dinner anymore.
常常我们这个事情搞得很肤浅。
And we're just doing the work on the surface.
没有真正把福音的真理来传给他。
We didn't truly spread the gospel seed to the people.
但可能他来信也是真的，所以他也得救了。
Maybe that person's faith is real and he was saved.
重生了,
and he was born again.
但是一个 baby, 是一个好起来的婴孩一样。
But still like a baby that needs to drink milk.
所以我们今天教会很多教会都有问题。
So the problem in today's churches.
也不是因为什么大的问题。
It's not any big issues.
就因为很多人信主以后还是 baby，
it's because many people believe and stayed in the baby stage，
还是在吃奶的阶段，
keep drinking milk，
很多事情搞不清楚，
and we don't understand about
很多很简单的道理都搞不清楚，
We don't understand some simple fundamental truth.
但是老我常常出来,
and the old self keep coming back.
所以教会讲,很多人在吵来吵去,
so we have issues at church.
所以我们一定要想办法来上主日学啦,什么查经班来,把我们灵来长大一点。
So we have to better utilize our Bible study and Sunday school to help us grow spiritually.
所以你看这个这段经文,
so
let's
look at Hebrews chapter 5.
但是有些人只能够吃奶的,
says anyone who lives on milk,
都不熟练人意的道理,
but still infant is not acquainted with the teaching.
因为他是婴孩,
about teaching about righteousness.
唯独长大成人才能吃干粮,
but solid food is for the mature.
他们的心窍, 练习练的通达, 就能分辨好歹了,
who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil.
因为很多基督徒啊, 还分不清楚, 简单的道理,
so many people cannot tell this simple difference. But I have been in church for many decades. And I have visited many different churches. And very often the problem of we cannot tell distinguish good from evil is because of a lack of spiritual growth in the church. And then problems occur. To give you a simple example, and we'll talk about this later. It's important to come to church on Sundays. And the preachers are very serious about this. We do not serve carelessly. I've seen the worship leaders wear shorts come to church, and there's a lack of dressing code.
这个对不对呢?
Is that right?
你不能讲他。
You cannot talk to
他说, 这个流行呢, 现在有什么关系啊? 心经没规定要打领带, 没做什么?
And the person said, it's popular, I don't have to, put on suit and wear ties to come to church.
我说, 教会不应该设一个穿衣服的这个 dress code.
Well, I say, yes, shouldn't church have a dress code?
我穿这个好整齐来,
I dress neatly not because the church asked me to.
那是我心里明白分别应该这样做。等如果去见一个重要的人，我要衣冠齐整一点。就说没有什么特别，不是因为我特别好。
But that's not because I'm good, but because my heart tells me so. If I went to see someone very important, of course I will dress nicely.
我今天在这里讲台上讲神的道。
Today I stand in front of you. I cannot just come up here so carelessly.
我没有叫他的, okay?
So our brothers, I didn't ask him to, dress in suit to come here today. But we all understand and we know how to distinguish even without the rules in place.
所以问题就现在, 我们如何能够达到这个完全的地步呢?
So the question is how the Christian can press on to maturity.
我们感谢主,
praise the Lord.
今天这我们读的长的那段经文呢?
And the Bible verses we just read today.
英文很奇怪, 有四个, let us. 有四个地方讲,刚才看了,记不记得,我红的拿出来了。
And there were four let us in the verses we just read today.
中文你没有把每一个 let us 就翻，但是要做，怎样做。
And in Chinese it means you have to do this, you must do this.
所以我就把这四个重点拿出来跟大家分享。
So I took out the four key points to share with you today.
第一个什么呢？
The first one is
第一个 let us 什么呢？
Is to let us
第一个要有充足的信心。
Let us have a strong faith.
就是在二十二节那个地方。
In 6:22
就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神的面前。
Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith.
这个第一个 let us.
This is the first let us.
信是什么东西？
What is faith?
信是，我跟你讲，有个传道人说，你不要问你的信不是耶稣。 Don't ask people just use.
Some preacher says, don't ask the person, do you believe in Jesus? If you ask a random person on the street, that person may say, yes, I do. But how do you know it's real? So that pastor said, so you should ask, are you born again? And that person may not know how to answer you.
美国很多总统都说是基督徒，都信。
Many presidents in this country say.
人家批评说，为什么这个总统是基督徒会做这个打这个？都问我。
People say if this person is Christian, a president, how can he do this?
我告诉他这个我管不了，不是我的责任。
So I told that person, that's not my responsibility.
有人家说这个基督徒为什么做这个事情呢？
Some ask why would certain Christians do this kind of thing?
可能这个基督徒是一个 baby 嘛。
Maybe that's a baby Christian.
就我家以前我的儿子小了，随便拿东西放嘴吃的嘛。
So when my son was very little, he would put anything in his mouth.
花盆里面的篱笆都会拿了。
He would pick anything from the yard to eat.
所以你问我为什么他这样做，我不敢讲，可能他是 baby。
So you ask me why this person does that. I don't know, maybe he's a baby.
美国这么多总统，只有一个总统说我是重生得救的基督徒。
Among all the presidents in this country, only one said he is a born again Christian.
是谁写不写的？
Do you know who that is?
Jimmy Carter, 他记得。
That's Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter 常常说 I'm a born again Christian.
And he often said I'm a born again Christian.
但愿我们在座没有人就问你的时候，你是不是就说我是 born again 的基督徒
？I hope when someone asks you that question, you would say the same.
不是单单信呢、啊，信很这个信是很泛用的。
Not just a simple shallow answer of I believe.
在希伯来书有十一章讲信讲的很多。
In Hebrew chapter 11 talk a lot about faith.
一开始第一句什么呢？
So, in the beginning of chapter 11,
信是所望，这是你的实底，是未见，这是你的确据。
Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
那这句话我要解释一下，很多人听了就不晓得什么意思。
Let me explain if some of you don't understand what it means.
首先，这段话不是信的 definition， 不是信的定义 ，OK？
This is not a definition of faith.
是圣经上讲信的功能与作用。
But a description of what faith does and how it works.
希伯来书讲的信的事情的时候
，In Hebrews，
刚才那句话
，When we talk about faith， from
就是说真正的信心呢，虽然看不见。
It means even though the true faith is not visible,
信的东西我们看不见，所以信的不是有实在看得到的。
What we believe is it's not a physical object there we can see.
But 我们晓得那个东西存在的。
But we know of its existence.
我们晓得我们所信的事情将来一定发生的。
And we know for sure what's going to happen in the future.
所以不是空想。
So it's not an imagination.
不是幻想。
It's not something in our head we made up.
是要凭证的。
There are evidence for that.
而且要过去有榜样，有人告诉我们的。
And in the past, there are witnesses and people set examples.
所以希伯来书十一章呢，就是主出几个很伟大的信心的人给我们做榜样。
So in the book, there are many great faithful people in there as our examples.
他第一个主出亚伯。
First one is Abel.
你记得那亚伯的故事吗？
Do you remember the story of Abel?
该隐跟亚伯是亚当夏娃的第一个哥哥弟弟。
And Cain and Abel are the two children of Adam and Eve.
他献祭，两个弟兄弟两人都献祭给神。
When they brought a sacrifice to God,
结果神喜悦亚伯的，不喜悦该隐的。
God is pleased with Abel's offering, but not Cain's.
为什么？
Why?
因为神对亚伯对神非常敬重，非常小心，非常恐惧的来把东西献给神。
Because Abel had the fear of Lord, he's very careful in what he brought to God. Cain just offered something very casually.
所以神就喜欢亚伯的接了神的接了亚伯的献祭。So
God was pleasant with what Abel did with his offering.
该人就发脾气了。And
Cain was angry.
后来就把他弟弟干掉杀掉。
And Cain killed his younger brother Abel.
该，哎呀，我详细请你们写了，我不想了。这个故事我不讲了。主要我现在讲就是为什么亚伯的信心是怎么好呢？就因为他对神非常敬重。I
won't spend too much time on the detail of this story, but you know the key is Abel have a great respect and fear of God.
所以他把东西献给神是非常小心、非常慎重的。So
he did things very carefully.
今天我们奉献东西给神,
Today, when we offer to God,
有没有这个心态呢?
Do we have a heart like Abel's?
我就教会很多人，我长长告诉你了。
I'm here many years, so I can tell
有些人把家里不用的东西是拿来教会。
So people bring things that they don't use at home anymore to church.
我买了新房，就买了新家具了，旧家具拿到教会去了。
Some bought a new house and new furniture, so they bring the old furniture to church.
只要问我的，我说我不要。
And they asked me, I said, I don't want it.
教会不要这个东西。
A church doesn't want this.
你拿去救世军好。You
can give it to Salvation Army.
你也奉献给神，是把最好的奉献神，不是那种我不要了才拿给神。
If you offer to God, offer the best of what you have, not the things you don't need anymore.
你爱这个人，爱这个神，就是这样的心态，是应该是这样子。If
you love a person, you should have a heart like this.
找我爱一个女孩子，很喜欢她的话。If
I like a girl,
我随便送个砖石头给她说这个好了，我就买最好的钻石戒指给她。I can,
of course, I will give her diamond, not a piece of stone. Say this is the best.
我们今天说爱主，爱主。Today
we say, love the Lord.
就把最不没用用的就拿来这里。
But we give the useless things to God.
想想看,
Think about it.
我们想奉献钱给神, 就是多余,没有太多了就拿给神, 不然就不奉献。
When we offer money, we only give what we can spare, the extras to God. Otherwise, we won't give.
这个叫信心的磨练。This
is a test of faith.
第二个是以勒。
Second is Enoch.
以勒我长期行我都不讲,因为没有时间,不许讲,主要讲这个事情。
I won't spend too much detail on this because we don't have much time.
300年, wow,
What's most special about Enoch is he walked with God for 300 years.
他几岁死的?
How old was he when he died?
365岁死掉了。不是死掉上了天了, okay? 365岁。
365 years. But he didn't die physically. He was one of the two people in the Bible that didn't die physically.
Yeah. One of 其中一个被神提上去的.
He was picked up by the Lord.
另外一个是谁啊?
Who's the other person?
啊? 以利亚, okay? 你们都圣经不错了。这个以勒为什么信心这么好呢?
Why does Enoch have a good faith?
圣经记载他的故事很小哦。
So the story was very short about
Enoch. 他跟神同行300年了。
He walked with God for 300 years.
因为300年长什么长,跟神在一起长什么长, 累死人了。
So what did they do and talk about for 300 years?
但是他300年, 他一共365岁, 直到65岁开始跟神在一起, 对不对?
So if he lived for 365, that means he started to walk with God at age 65.
然后他年岁有365岁, 65岁的时候是他很年轻的时候,十几岁的,就等于我们现在十几岁。
65 is very young, like a teenage year for a 365-year-old
man. 现在teenager,麻烦你,teenager叫他来教都不来,叫他还跟神同行啊。我们76岁都没有跟神同行啊。Today
it's even hard to get teenagers to come to church, not to mention walk with God. Some people are 76-year-old and still not walking with God.
很重要,圣经没有详细这里算算就是,他很年轻的开始跟随神,与神同行哦。
The Bible didn't say, but you can tell that Enoch started walking with God at a young age.
我请问大家,与神同行有个最重要的 qualification 是吗?
Let me ask you, what's the most important qualification of walking with God?
神是圣洁的你们。 也要圣洁。我们跟神在这一点污秽都不能跟他同在一起。
The key is because God is holy, in order to walk with God, you have to be holy.
所以以勒三百年都保持了自己非常圣洁跟神在一起。这个就是很伟大的。So
for 300 years, it's pretty sure to say that Enoch lived a very holy life.
不变的神喜悦的信心。It
says Enoch's unchanging, God-pleasing faith.
还有挪亚的故事我也不讲了，在做方舟大家就晓得了。And
Noah, you all know Noah's ark, the story about Noah.
你早上记得我今天讲，回去看希伯来书11章，OK?
So please go back and read Hebrews 11 today when you.
挪亚的信心是什么呢？
What's Noah's faith?
神说去做个方舟。God
said, "Go make an ark."
现在天气好的很，哪里都方舟了，水都没有。
It's a clear weather. There was no water. Why would he make a ark? But he and his whole family did it. As a complete submission to God's will.
亚伯拉罕呢?
What about Abraham?
亚伯拉罕的信心更重，大家都熟了，我不晓得了，不详细讲了。And
you all know Abraham's faith.
他把儿子献给。
He offered his son Isaac to God.
又献这个燔祭，又把他杀死掉，烧掉了。He
was about to kill and burn Isaac.
但是他还是做了。That
doesn't make sense, but he was willing to submit to God's.
可见亚伯兰信心是相信神是统治万物的，可以起死回生的。So
Abraham's faith is his trust in the sovereignty and the power of resurrection of the Lord.
所以很重要就是这样子，这个信心是非常重要，有各种不同的。So
that's why this faith is very important.
接着是充足的信心。It's
abundant, sufficient faith.
因为人非有信，就不能讨神的喜悦。Because
without faith, it is impossible to please God.
所以我们要小心。So
we have to be careful.
所以希伯来书把这几个人列出来给我们看。Hebrews
give us this great fathers of faith.
所以信心不是这么简单的事情。So
faith is not as simple as it seems.
我们要接受很多磨练。We
have to go through many endurance.
而且我们认识自己真实晓得什么是信心。我们有没有结几位的信心？我们达不到，我们还是要学。
We may not be able to reach that, but we have to have a good understanding and learn from these great examples.
Okay. 第二个是什么呢？
What is the second?
第二个是望。
The second key point is hope.
Let us, 它是要坚守指望。第二个 let us.
The second let us is let us hold to the hope.
指望就是 hope.要我们不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实之阶段经文23节，就是第二个 let us。
So 6:23 is the second. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful.
那个盼望是什么盼望呢
？So what is the hope?
我们很多人都有盼望。
We all have hopes.
盼望身体健康。
Hope for good health.
可以吗？可以盼吗？
Is that okay? Of course.
但是不是一定健康呢？
But you may not always have it.
我刚才说为一个姐妹刘记太太祷告。
In my earlier prayer for a sister's health, some of you know that person.
她忽然间，她的腿啊，我长期性我不写了，就进了这个医院。
So it happened recently.That she has a leg infection and got hospitalized.
很严重啊。
It was very serious.
要把它锯断了。
Have to go through amputation.
我们为她祷告。
前天。We pray for her.
我晓得她的师父写了给我，本来在 Shady Grove 医院。
So 2 days ago, I learned when she was in the Shady Grove Hospital.
后来因为太严重了。
And it got.Really bad.
Washington, this hospital center.
They had to transfer her to Washington Hospital Center. It's a big surgery to go through an amputation. I don't know much detail about this. So I tell you.
Sometimes we really have a lot of problems.意外的问题。
Sometimes we go through things we cannot explain.
我自己也是一样。
And I myself, I've been through this same situation.
3年前我突然间病起来，就一躺下来就什么都不能动。
3 years ago, I got sick and I couldn't move.
我看 hope I have, 我有什么盼望？
What can I hope for?
我告诉你。
Let me tell you.
我躺在床上的时候。
When I was lying on the bed.
当然希望神医治我了。
Of course, I want God to heal me.
神不医治怎么办？
What could I do if God doesn't heal me?
没有问题，我有天上的盼望。
It's okay, I have hope for from the kingdom of heaven.
所以圣经讲把盼望两个这个东西分成两几个东西，在我们学习一下子，不要怎么把圣经的真理不要太马虎啊。
So let's be clear, and we studied the different hopes mentioned in the Bible.
这个盼望是什么呢？在圣经里面是盼望是什么的盼望呢
？So what are the hopes talked about in the Bible?
第一个叫做活泼的盼望。
First is a living hope.
就是在彼得前书1:3。
In First Peter 1:3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们。
So praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth.Into a living hope.
就我们有活泼的盼望。
A living hope through the resurrection.
中文的活泼，活泼好像很怎么样
？Of Jesus Christ.
英文翻得好，叫 living hope.
So that's a hope, a living hope.
以前我不晓得什么活泼的盼望，后来我看了圣经才晓得原来是 living hope.
So
中文的翻译活泼也是很奇怪的翻译吧
？In the past, I didn't know what it means to have a living hope, but now I do.
这个盼望是活的
，so the hope is alive，
是跟耶稣基督赐给我们的
，it's given to us by Jesus，
因为耶稣基督自己在复活了
，because he himself resurrected，
我们相信这个复活的神
，we believe the God of resurrection，
就好像亚伯拉罕一样
，just like Abraham，
就说你都信了儿子，他觉得这个。就献给你了，但是你一定会给我一个活的儿子回来。
Even when he knew he had to sacrifice Isaac, he knew that God will give him a living son.
就今天我们遇到困难的时候，身体病了，会死掉喽。
So today, if we have difficulties, even you know, for the worst, if we die,
我还有这个活的盼望,
we still have a living hope.
因为我们将来还会复活,
because in the end, we will resurrect.
第二个是永生的盼望,这一样连起来的,
second is the hope for eternal life.
在提到书3章6到7节,
Titus 3, 6 and 7.
圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督 我们的救主厚厚的浇灌在我们身上，好叫我们因他的恩的轻为义，可以凭着永生的盼望轻为后裔。Whom
he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs having the hope of eternal life.
这个永生的盼望呢，让我们在地上
So the hope makes us not going to fall even though we have to go through many difficulties.
我们受到磨练, 我们受到训练,
all the sufferings and the tests.
在这个地上遇到的困难,
the challenges we face on,
疾病,
on this earth, disease,
年纪老了, aging.
the aging when we get old.
不要失望,
don't lose hope.
因为我们永生的盼望,
because the hope is for eternal life.
地上谁都会过去,
so all things on earth will pass.
我们无论你活多久, 还是有一天要,
it doesn't matter how long you live.
要去的,
one day you will leave this world.
问题去哪里就重要了,
the question is where are we going to?
我们有永生的盼望,
so having this hope for eternal life,
我们就可以对付地上那种苦难、病痛等等东西了。
And we'll be able to deal with all things happening on earth.
第三个盼望,
the third hope,
是主再来的盼望,
is the hope of the second coming of the Lord.
所以你们要进行, 因为不知道你的主是哪天到来, 所以你们也要预备, 因为你想不到的时候, 人子就来了。
Therefore keep watch, because you do not know what day your Lord will come. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him.
要这个盼望很重要,
this hope is important too.
因为在地上很多不平, 我们受冤枉了, 受人家陷害了,
because we live in a world that's not necessarily fair. Sometimes we judge wrong. You can put a burden that would kill you seeing all the unfairness. But we know a Lord will come again.
有天他来的时候审判活人死人,
and one day he will come to judge the living and the dead.
所有的冤枉那天会摆平了,
all of the unfairness, iniquity will be, you know, made straight.
所以我们不要紧张,
so don't be nervous.
不要心怀苦毒,
don't hold resentment in our heart.
因为替我们伸冤的是在耶和华, 听过没有?
Because God is the ultimate judge for everything.
所以我们有这个 主必来的盼望，第一点，我们不要不为地上的那种不平不好的事情来心里压住。
So we will not be bothered, burdened too much by the unfairness in this world.
第二呢,
so second,
主必再来的时候，我们有这个心要警醒在地上，生活要准备常常主会来。
So we have to keep watch and be ready when God comes back. So this hope is important. Having a hope like this, and that we will be able to reach maturity.
第三个letter是什么东西呢?
What's the third letter?
第三个letter是, let us spur our love, 就是激发爱心。
Let us spur our love.
所以第三个就讲爱,
so the third one is about love.
第一个讲信,
first is faith.
第二个讲望,
second is hope.
第三个讲爱,
third is love.
多好几段经文, 有没有想过?
So what a good Bible verse. Have you thought about this?
爱是什么呢?
What is love?
爱就是信心跟盼望的行动的表现出来。
It's an action inspired by faith and hope.
就是一种行为。
It's an action.
就在我们这个教会里面，属灵家里面。 我们互相要用爱来相待。
So that's how what we do and how we treat each other in the house of God.
所以彼此相顾，激发爱心是这个意思。
So spur one another on toward love and good deeds. That's what it means.
我们有人病了，为他祷告。
Someone got sick, you pray for that person.
有人病了，去探访他。
And you go visit that person.
我跟你讲啊。
Let me tell you.
就算你有亲人在远的，没有用的。
Even if you have family relatives, they're far away. It's not as good as the care you're getting from the brothers and sisters who are close to you. I knew when I was sick, I couldn't pick up anything to eat or drink. And the nurse would, you know, push me on a wheelchair to a cafeteria.
连杯子那个牛奶打开也打不开，帮助的时候。When
I eat in the cafeteria, everything was difficult.
谁来帮着我？
Who was helping me?
我们教会的弟兄姐妹轮流签的字。第一天早上忙完人，第二天午餐谁来？三顿都有弟兄姐妹有人来找我。Brothers
and sisters, they take turns to come here to help me, and there are always someone to
陪我吃饭。
They stay, help me to eat the meals.
切不开的帮我切,
and they help me if I can't open
it.
Almost, they almost have to, you know, feed food to me.
激发爱心这句话，勉励行善。只要你不在教会，没有这个交通，你怎么做啊？
Spur one another towards love and good deeds. How do you do this outside of church?
我感谢主，我跟你讲。
Praise the Lord, let me tell you.
这个就是爱在表现了。This
is the action of love.
有人需要你去帮忙的。Someone
need help, you give it to them.
我们就要帮忙很多人。我跟你讲，感谢主，我们教会很多弟兄姐妹。我举个例子，现在很多需要的，你不晓得，人家做了都不晓得。I'm
just telling you, we have a lot of actions of love. You may not even know, but it's happening in our church.
感谢主，就是这种我们教会有这个爱心就行了。Praise
the Lord, that's what we need, a love in church.
所以你来参加这个聚会啊。So
that's why you come here.
所以你有 fellowship, 有这个团契的生活啊。That's
why you have fellowship.
你不要以为自己很能干啊。Don't
think you are a very capable person, you can do everything.
我是个最独立的人，以前一直都是这样。
I was a very independent person.
在家里什么是我做的，人相反的我做的，我太太不做的。
I did everything.
我也自己很能干的。I'm
very capable of doing many things.
Basement 和自己装修长板我都自己做的，电线我都自己搞。I
renovate my whole basement at home.
那个是年轻的时候。That
was when I was younger.
那个时候爬上房顶也没有关系。I
could climb up the roof.
教会事情都做，接人送人都做。
In church, I do a lot of things, picking up people. But all of a sudden, I got sick, and I have to rely on other people. What is the lesson?
Just
don't think you are always capable. Someday, you will not. Yeah, you know the story of Jacob wrestled with God.
神最后怎么样?
What did God do?
那个大笔一捏在手，捏在手，他就变成什么瘸腿了。And
touched his thigh, and he couldn't move as well as he used to.
雅各是个很狡猾，很以为自己很能干的人。Jacob
is a tricky and a very capable person.
马上洗澡，要是大概要拿拐杖才能走路。And
now he may have to walk with canes.
我们都是这样子的，神要用我们都会，所以我今天能够在这里站，在这里讲道，我感谢神。我跟你讲。So
today I could stand here. I thank God.
3 years前我连走都不能走。3
years ago I couldn't walk.
吃饭都不能拿。现在我一天分钟能拿筷子，我马上告诉我的女儿：“你看我拿筷子了。”
So the moment I was able to pick up a chopstick, I was very excited. So today, you can pick up chopsticks. Today I can drive to church. After I got sick, the first time I was able to drive to church. Before that, there was always someone picking me up and dropping me off. So today I came, one day I came here by myself. What did I do when I go home? That day I wrote an email to my children say, your dad can, you know, go to church by himself now.
以前我开车啊,真是家常便饭,去哪里蹬着跑了,以前连 GPS 都没有,都是这样搞的。现在病完了就晓得,这个很宝贵。
Before I got sick, I took driving and doing any daily routine for granted.
这个爱什么呢?
But now I thank God. So what is love?
就是在一个团体里面,我们这个教会团体里面,大家是集体,我有痛的,这时候你要觉得痛,我喜欢的事,这个就是爱,okay?
So we're in one body of Christ, we share the pain of others.
那基督徒的爱什么呢? 我有七点来提醒大家,也不是 definition, okay? 不是定义。
So there are seven key points about love. Yeah. It's not definition.
第一,爱是个动词,不是名词, okay?
So first, love is a verb, not a noun.
是主来的一种行动,
it's an action.
不是情绪跟感受,
not emotion or feeling.
不是,这个人漂亮,我爱他,这个可以。但是那个不漂亮的也是爱他。
Not love those who are lovable, 那个, but also love those who are not. Not just love those who are nice to you.
Yeah.
How about people don't just ignore you and neglect you? I love them anyway. That's an action, not based on
emotion.
Some say, I don't want to come to the church. There's no love. I don't know what that means. You say, church don't have a loving heart. What about you?
第二个,爱是彼此服侍。
Second, love is to serve one another.
你不serve,因为你不互相服侍的,你根本就不是爱。
So it's not love if you don't serve one another.
Like when I was sick
in the hospital, there are 20, 30 people came to help me. The third, we all know that speak the truth in love.
其实这句话在圣经里叫我们 tell the truth, 传真理的。
This actually tells us to tell the truth of our faith.
就是对追求真理的人用爱心领他归主。
So it's to minister the needs of the people who seek the truth.
所以我们传福音的时候,
so when we preach the gospel,
我们不是卖药,
we're not selling them drugs.
我们把真理告诉他。
We tell them the truth.
我们希望我们明白什么是福音的真理。
I hope we all understand what's the truth of the gospel.
以前有个牧师说,哎呀,我求求你信啊,我听得很不舒服。
A pastor used to say, I'm begging you to believe. I'm not comfortable with that.
我不求你的。
No, I'm not begging you.
不是因为你上年给我,你来信。
It's not a negotiation.
以前我带领个团契,叫方舟团契。
There was a fellowship in our church.
Long time ago. 我带领这个方舟团的团契的时候,
when I led the fellowship,
每个礼拜都有一个晚上查经的。
Once every week, we have a Bible study.
好多是中国大陆来的同学。
And many students coming from China.
我们在工作的时候,
so when we do the work,
有个弟兄他就说,
one brother said,
哎,他说, Mark, 我是 Mark, 叫 Mark, 我跟 Nelson 那个朋友两个做, 说你们两位真辛苦啊。
The brother said to me and another brother say, you're working really hard on this.
我不信。
I have to believe because of this.
我说你不要乱讲话。
I said, you don't say that.
你信不信我 work hard?
Your faith is not based on how hard I work.
你是耶稣基督为你死。
You believe because Jesus died for you.
所以我们搞清楚是真理吧。
So we need to be clear about the truth.
传福音是我们分内的事情。
What we do is to preach the gospel.
信不信是圣灵的工作。
But whether the person believe or not is the work of the Spirit. I'm not taking credit for your belief in Jesus. My responsibility is to take you to Jesus, but whether you believe or not, that's the work of the Holy Spirit. So the fourth one.
就互相宽容饶恕是爱。
Bearing with one another in love.
人得罪我,
people offend me.
我说 okay, 我算了。
I let it go. I said okay.
真的有人骂我的, 就教会的人了。
People saying bad things about me in church even.
我听了就算了。
I listened and I let it go.
Yeah. 第五, 爱能遮掩许多罪。
Fifth, love covers over a multitude of sins.
这句话我可以讲一篇道。
I can teach a whole sermon about this one.
罗亚的儿子就是进去看见罗亚穿不穿衣服的事情，也是这个爱就是罪啊，不是说有爱就没有罪，而是不要把罪散出来。
Yeah, and you know from the sons of Noah, so his father uncovered. So, you know, the love is not to uncover other sins.
不是把罪啊彰显出来，好像宣扬，不是。
It's not to spread the sin and dirtiness to other people.
把罪揭盖起来，好的让这个人啊慢慢悔改。
Love is to cover the sin so that person can repent.
那这个爱是很久的，那大家都晓得，在哥林多那个爱诗篇里面。
We are familiar with Corinthians, First Corinthians 13:4.
爱是为能别人牺牲，有七点。
And the last one, seventh one, is love is to sacrifice for others.
你真的爱是愿意为别人牺牲。
The true love is you're willing to sacrifice for others.
我想讲了，在教会侍奉爱的话，你一定要牺牲一点时间。有些人说，什么都说我有空才做，这个不是真正侍奉啊。
To serve at church, you have to sacrifice your time. You cannot say, I don't have time.
我最喜欢用的简单的比喻让大家明白什么怎么侍奉什么叫爱。
I used to give a simple analogy of what's serving with love.
假如我住在维京呢，你还愿意来接我来教会的真正侍奉的爱。
If I live in Virginia and you're waiting to come to pick me
up, 因为我住在你顺路来接我的这个打接口的 ，OK?
If I live on the route.Where you're convenient to pick me up, that's a discounted love.
这个不是不好。
Not to say that it's not good.
但是呢，真正啊，我以前在这教会还没有开启的现在，在叙利亚，我真正跑到维京来去接人。
But you know, we actually really do that to go to a far place to pick people up.
因为这个，早住在远的地方，你就没人不理他，你就没有这个爱。
If some people live.Away from you and you don't love them, you ignore them, that's not love. Nowadays it's getting worse.
他远一点说我不来了，太远教会不来，因为我听过人家跟我讲嘛。
Some people say I don't come to this church because it's far.
来就 parking 也不方便。
Or say I can't find parking here.
不是的。
No.
你早点来就不行了，就行了嘛，很简单的嘛。
You can come here a bit early.
你早点来嘛，一定要位置。走十分钟就行了。
If you come here 10 minutes earlier, you will overcome.
你老去迟到十分钟，一定没有地方不停车。
If you always come here 10 minutes late, then you won't find parking.
你有爱心。
Do you have the
爱心也牺牲了
？Loving heart.
牺牲星期天早上。
To sacrifice.
早两个二十分钟出门口，对不对
？Come here a little early on Sunday.
结果你一点都不愿意牺牲，连二十分钟不愿意牺牲，你说什么嘛？
But if you are unwilling to sacrifice,
人家远一点你就不愿意接他了。
If someone lives far and you don't want to pick him up,
所以我们要注意我们怎么能够这样子。
第四件是什么呀？ Pay attention to that. So the fourth let us.
第四件是 let us not give up meeting together.
Fourth one is let 你们不可停止聚会。
原以为聚会这个字啊，就来来礼拜堂去做礼拜，是坐在那边做礼拜。
So we think of meeting as sitting there.
聚会什么意思？
What does it mean for meeting?
就不是单单今天这个聚会。
It's not just a simple meeting like this.
团契也是聚会，查经班也是聚会。
Fellowship, Bible study, there are meetings too.
按时来聚会是聚会。
Meeting on time.
圣经上讲的聚会这个字很有意思。
It's interesting about this word, meeting.
因为这里讲的不可停止聚会的原因嘛，他这个坏的习惯，很容易养成坏习惯。
To give a meeting, it over time it can become a bad habit.
他说不要像那些停止惯了的人。
As someone are in the habit of doing.
可见在当初就有些人常常不来聚会，停止聚会。
So you can see in the early times of church, people stop meeting. Praise the Lord. Even though you cannot go to the summer retreat, you can come here. You're not treating today as a vacation day. If other people go to Messiah College for summer retreat, you're not sleeping at home, but you're here.
对吗？我不晓得有没有人又不去被塞克也不来聚会的人今天我不去算算的太可怕了。
I'm not going to ask who is not in a retreat and not in here today.
你习惯不来的话
If you have a habit
动不动不来聚会的话就坏习惯了。
If you have a habit of not coming to meetings, it will become a bad habit over time.
我家是信主几十年我跟我的前太太，当然一家人全家每天都每个礼拜一定来做礼拜，一定来聚会。
We are a family of Christians for many decades, and we come to church every Sunday.
我教养我一个男一个女的孩子，从小就带他来聚会。
I have a son and a daughter. I took them to church every Sunday.
感谢主，我们很少话说星期天头痛不能来。
Praise the Lord. We rarely say, "Oh, we can't come to church today."
很多星期天就开始头痛。
Some of you have headaches on Sundays.
就说我头痛了，不能来了。
Say I have a headache, I can't come here.
我们一家每个礼拜都来的。
We come here every week.
小孩子从小就来。
The children, even when they were very young.
来到有个地步，有一天，我的女儿四五岁的时候。
To a point where when my daughter was about 4 or 5 years old.
那个星期天刚下大雪，大得不得了。
It was a big snow blizzard.
我们大很高的雪。
A lot of snow that day.
我们教会就说今天不能聚，没办法出来，大家都就电话说停止，今天没有聚会了。
So the church announced that we cannot come to church.
谁讲话？结果就不来聚会了。
So.
那天星期天
呢，
大雪，教会就打电话，大家都不能来了。
So, we cannot come to church that day.
我女儿就不高兴。
So my daughter was not happy.
几岁啊？她说：“爸爸，今天为什么不去教会聚会啊？”
She said, "Why can't we go to church today?"
我说：“大雪不能去，教会都不能开了。”
As the snow, church is closed.
我心里很感谢。
But I was thankful.
不去聚会，孩子都晓得不应该。
Not going to church, even my children know that's not
有朋友来啊，香港来，星期天就不来，就带他去玩了。
So, but for adults, sometimes we say we have friends coming over, we're not going.
我的朋友来，我从来不停止住，因为他来的。
I never stop going to church because my friends visit.
我告诉你来的话，千万不要星期天早上飞机到，我不接你的。
If you arrive Sunday morning at the airport, I won't pick you up.
你把飞机。安排好一点，要是星期六来，要是星期天下午来。
Come to here Saturday or Sunday afternoon.
你来我家住，欢迎的。来我家住，我欢迎。
I welcome your stay.
星期天你又跟我去教会的哦，我不能陪你去当堂去玩的。
But Sunday I can't go with you to play, but you have to come to church with me.
有些人说：“哎呀，我爸爸妈妈这么远来，不好意思。”有什么不好意思啊？神最高的。
Some say, you know, I don't feel good to invite people here, but why not?
所以我们晓得一个这个简单的原则，我们不要搞得这么复杂，以为是很什么了不起的事情。
So meeting it's not complicated. It's very simple principles.
因为我们是基督徒嘛。
Because we're Christian.
说亲戚朋友他不信没有关系，我绝对不强迫压他信。
So our friends, families, they don't believe. That's okay. We're not pushing them.
但是我告诉他，星期天我就来这里的。
But I need to tell them this is where I am on Sundays.
That's it.
That's it.
你是我爸爸吗？妈妈吗？
Doesn't matter if it's your father or your mother.
我这个天父比你更重要。你就星期天，我说你不去也回来在家睡觉嘛，我回来再带你去玩。
I'm here with my heavenly father.
我希望我们大家明白这种道理啊。
I hope we understand the principles.
不要随便停止聚会。
Don't casually stop
因为有刚才说不要习外传。第二个，因为耶稣基督再来了，这个日子很近，我们要进行，不要懒惰。
Because the day of his coming is approaching, we have to keep watching.
那我先跟聚会这个字什么意思啊？我跟你搞那个清楚一点。
So what does meeting mean?
英文是 assembling.
It means assembling.
Yeah, 也可以说是 congregation.
Or congregation.
也可以是 community.
Or community.
所以聚会是 assembling.
So it's assembling.
Yeah.Assemble 什么意思啊
？So what does it mean?
Assemble 是组装。
It's you put things together.
你现在就汽车的 assemble line.
You assemble a vehicle, a car.
所以你来教会啊
？So you come to church.
不是来开个会。
It's not for really a meeting.
就是这个身体的一部分需要你来。
We need you as part of the body of Christ.
你不也是我？哎，有些人我来不来的无所谓，你们都不在乎我。
Is it, you know, it doesn't matter if I come or not. You don't care.
在你组装一个汽车一个东西，少了一个螺丝钉怎么办
？But think of it if you're missing a part when you assemble a car.
你不要自己看自己不起好不好
？Don't think.
Look down on yourself. 上帝看我们每个人很重要的。
God see us as an important part of
the body. 你来聚会，虽然你没有做什么，也不要讲道，也不要带领，你坐在那边就是 blessing.
So you may not be doing anything today, but just sitting there is a blessing.
上帝 bless you.
God bless you.
你也会 blessing 别人。
And you will bless others. Why?
以前有个老太太。
That was a
九十几岁啊。
Senior person, a lady.
但每次都来。
90-year-old.
到年底我做见证的时候。
And every Thanksgiving we give a testimony.
她的见证，她站起来，以为她讲什么？
Her testimony is what she said.
她走一个圈。
She walk around.
这是见证。
And that's her testimony.
你来这里，你怎么辛苦都跑来啊？怎么远都开车来
？You come here from a long distance.
上帝晓得。
God knows.
我们都晓得。
And we all know.
为了感谢主。
And we thank God for that.
这是好榜样。
That's a good example.
明白吗
？Do you understand？
不有点 show off 什么东西啊
？It's not a。
你坐在这边，可能人家看见都为你感谢主。
And just by sitting here, other people will be thankful.
更好的，你问人家几句，你好吗
？Even better if you greet others and pray for others.
以前我们的郑姊妹，我不是讲过吗
？And we had the sister I mentioned earlier.
郑玉兰姐妹，她什么都不会做，老人家一个。
She didn't do anything. She's a
你晓得她干嘛？
Do you know what she did?
把所有他家里他以前的存款，一早就叫我帮他通通奉献给神。
She donated everything to God.
给那个使节协会。
Give it to an ambassador for Christ.
真的。
That's a true story. I helped her.
他每天看见我跟我讲什么就讲话。他常常为我们教会牧师长老同工祷告的。
Every time she saw me, she said, I always pray for you, for church, for the pastors, for everybody here.
感谢主，这就是奉献，这个就是爱心。
Praise the Lord, that's the action of love, of
这个就是聚会
offering.
所以这个 congregation 也是这个意思，就是聚集在一起敬拜神的地方。
So the congregation means the place where people get together to worship God.
所以我们应该晓得，来聚会不是单单说来坐在这里就说。
So we understand we're not just sitting here.
你是一个肢体，一个身体上面一个肢体。
You're one part of the body.
所以我们每个人都有参加教会。
So we all come to church.
因为教会不是例行公事的，那是基督徒生活的形式，把这个参加教会变成你生活的一部分。
So coming to church is not a routine work. It's part of your body, your life.
Yeah, 有些时候因为我们因为工作，礼拜天老板不准放假，有这个情况。
Sometimes we have to work on Sundays.
没有问题。
That's okay.
我不是说你跟老板啊，我是信耶稣，你怎么不要这样子？
I'm not saying you go to your boss and say I believe in Jesus.
家里天有紧急事情要你留，有星期天不能来，没有关系。
If there's emergency, urgent work, you can go on Sundays.
祷告啊。
Pray.
为这个事情祷告。
Pray for this.
今天我不能来，但这个事情求你解决，替我解决。你没有祷告。
I cannot come here, but God help me.
你祷告神会改变那个情况。
You pray, God will change the situation. And your heart is here.
明白吗？很多事情地上很困难，我觉得。好多你做生意的、做餐馆的，礼拜天不开门，不是很奇怪吗？
I know it's hard. For example, it's weird if you don't open your restaurant on Sunday.
你祷告啊。
But you pray.
我写了人祷告，礼拜天关门，一点损失都没有啊。
I know some people, they pray, they close restaurant on Sunday, and they did not have any loss.
小心去祷告，好好的祷告，求神给你聪明智慧，怎么能够处理这个事情。Pray
that God will give you the wisdom to handle the situation.
我以前来美国，刚来美国的时候。When
I first arrived this country.
我在餐馆做托盘子，waiter.
I work as a waiter in a restaurant.
礼拜六的礼拜天最好生意最多钱赚的。Saturday,
Sunday are the best times.
而且老板也要我来。And
the boss would like me to be there.
我怎么办？ 那个时候我已经是基督徒了。
I was already a Christian.
我祷告啊,
I pray.
我主啊，赶快找个另外工作, 礼拜天不要上班了。
I said, God, give me another job so I don't have to work on Sunday.
后来另外一个餐馆说, 礼拜天不用来了。啊,
and then I find another restaurant say, you don't have to come here.
So don't worry about it.
So you
但你要吃饭一点工作, 你不说啊, 主啊, 我不礼拜天不能做事, 那你哪里来钱吃饭?
But you have to work, of course.
Okay. 最后,
so in the end,
就是说我们今天有 这段经文确立进到完全的地步的话，从这个是一个 let us 开始。So
to be able to press on to maturity, we begin with these four points of let us.
第一个就 let us have a strong faith, 要有充足的信心。First,
let us have a strong faith.
第二个要不摇动的指望。Second,
let us hold unswervingly to hope.
第三个就 let us 激发爱心.
Third is let us spur one another towards love.
第四个是不可停止聚会.
Fourth is let us not give up meeting together.
希望我们能够好好地从这四点来进手.
We hope we can follow these four points.
比较有个方法告诉你.
And we have a
单单空虚讲，你也达到完成的完全的地步，从这四方面进来进步。
We have a systematic approach to be able to reach to maturity, starting with these four points. If you don't remember this, go back to that Bible verse. Thank you all. So let's bow our head and pray. God, help us to press on to maturity. We are limited.
我们有很多肉体上的失败的地方。
We have failures in our flesh body.
求主的圣灵帮助我们。
May the Spirit of God help us.
让我们在地上的时候。
So that when we live on earth.
我们能够常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
We can always have a lively hope and joy and always be thankful.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord. Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.